Welcome to April 8th, 2021 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate handy hot pies and original zoos. More after the break. Hey, Anna, have you heard about all these wildfires breaking out across the country?
Yeah, I saw that in the news, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Way early in the year. Who should they call if people want to help?
Well, the Red Cross.
Of course, right? Right. So go to redcross.org. If you can give, please do.
The name empanada comes from the Portuguese and Spanish verb empendar, meaning to wrap or coat in bread.
Ooh, hot pocket.
No, it's not a hot pocket. Empanadas are made by folding the dough or bread around a seasoned stuffing, which is then baked or fried.
I'm getting so hungry already, Anna. It sounds like a hot pocket to me.
No, it's more like a hand pie with flaky crust and your choice of filling and anything you could put in there.
John,
hot pocket.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay, Marlo, you win.
Hot pocket. People have been fascinated by animals for centuries, with the oldest public zoo opening in Vienna in 1752. The Holy Roman Emperor himself traveled the globe in search of exotic animals that would be displayed there. Here in the United States, the Central Park Zoo began as an accidental menagerie when a bear cub was left in the park in 1859. The bear attracted visitors, and then even more exotic animals started to turn up at Central Park. Eventually, a formal zoo charter was granted in 1864, and even President Lincoln donated animals. With about 2,400 zoos in the United States alone, lions and tigers and bears, oh my, are practically in your own backyard. On National Zoo Lovers Day, celebrate a trip around the animal kingdom in one easy stroll.
I wonder if I could take my dog to Central Park and drop her there.
Wow.
She'd be a great zoo animal. You've seen her?
She's an exotic dog.
She is an exotic dog. I wonder what kind of animals Lincoln donated.
That's a great question, Anna. I have no idea.
Right?
That'd be interesting to know, yeah.
Hey, tomorrow it's National Unicorn Day.
So if somebody has a unicorn to donate to a zoo, today would be the perfect time to do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm Anna DeVere.
I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.